This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1285. Side hustling has never really been about the money to me, by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. And I'm your narrator, Dan, and I'm here with you every single day reading from these great blogs that cover work and productivity and a whole lot more. So for right now, let's get to our post for this Sunday as we start optimizing your life. Side hustling has never really been about the money to me, by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. A common criticism that I get with some of my side hustles is that they're, to be frank, a waste of my time. In all honesty, I can't necessarily argue with that. I went to 4 years of college and 3 years of law school. My education has a retail value of well over $200,000. With all of this expense to educate myself, my time, at least in theory, should be pretty valuable. Yet if you follow along with this blog, you know that I spend a lot of my free time doing things that seem pretty stupid, things like delivering food on my bike or walking dogs. Depending on your point of view, these side hustles could really be viewed as pretty stupid, at least, quote-unquote, beneath what someone with my credentials should be doing. Instead of wasting my time doing these things, I could be hustling more at work to try to improve my income at my job, or I could instead be doing something on the side that actually uses my legal training and that presumably would allow me to earn more on an hourly basis. Instead, I've basically done the opposite of that. Over the last 2 years, I've taken 2 pay cuts in an attempt to find work that's a better fit for me, to the tune of $70,000 less than what my salary was when I left Big Law. And rather than doing stuff on the side that utilizes my legal training, I've instead opted to do things that can be considered pretty low level and obviously are completely unrelated to my legal career. Dog walking, bike deliveries, and other silly things like that. While I understand the criticisms, I still think that there's a lot more value to these sort of simple side hustles than people give credit for. As much as I talk about how much I make with these side hustles, to be real, side hustles have never really been about the money to me. I've always earned enough from my day job to accomplish my financial goals, and even when I was paying back my student loans, side hustles played a pretty minimal role in my ability to pay back my debt. If not about the money, then what's the point of these side hustles? For me, they've always served as an outlet, an escape from the pressures of my day-to-day life. In a profession like law, or medicine, or dentistry, or any other high-stress job, where stress and mental health issues are becoming more and more prevalent, or at least talked about, it's important to figure out ways to keep yourself physically and mentally healthy. Picking up these little side hustles here and there, ones that weren't mentally taxing and that I found fun, is what worked to keep me in physical and mental balance. It's the main benefit I got from them and why I still do them today. Stress and mental health in the legal profession. Professions like law have abnormally high rates of anxiety, substance abuse, and depression. It's been a dirty little secret of the legal profession for a while. I imagine that law is similar to other high-stress professions as well, jobs like dentistry, medicine, and the like. You can see why this is the case when you think about how these kinds of jobs work and the people that fall into these careers. Lawyers have always been high achievers. We're perfectionists, prone to working long hours with tight deadlines. The pressure can be overwhelming, with pressure coming from clients, partners, senior associates, not to mention the internal pressures that we create for ourselves. What will my friends and family think if I don't make it as a big shot lawyer? Unique to a lot of jobs, being a lawyer is based heavily on outward appearances. Even when I was overwhelmed with work, I always had to bury all of that anxiety deep within me and act like I had everything under control. You know, fake it until you make it is what they say. You've got a lot of people looking at you. If you're visibly overwhelmed, no one's going to trust you with anything. With that backdrop, it's easy to understand why lawyers might turn to other outlets to make up for their stress and anxiety. If the stats are any indication, all too often that outlet becomes narcotics, alcohol, and other things that harm us. It's a sad state of affairs, unfortunately. The therapeutic benefits of a random side hustle. I've always been a pretty anxious person in general, and that definitely didn't improve after I graduated law school and got my first real job. I needed an outlet, and side hustling filled that void. But not just any side hustle. I didn't want to do more quote-unquote work, since I already had plenty of that during the day. So instead, I looked around and saw what the sharing economy and gig economy had to offer. Bike deliveries were the first side hustle I did, and the one that I still enjoy the most. It appealed to me in a lot of ways. It was totally different from my normal work. I could get outside and explore my city. It was simple and didn't seem all that mentally taxing. And most importantly, it gave me a lot of control. I could just turn the delivery app on and off whenever I wanted. I remember how silly I felt during those first few months of being a bike delivery person. I was a lawyer with a high-priced degree, and I was out on my bike doing deliveries to random people. But it was just too much fun for me. Even if a little embarrassing, the benefits to my physical and mental health were too much for me to pass up on. It was a stupid side hustle, sure, but it did something for me internally. When I was out doing deliveries, I could just shut off my mind, get out in the world, and explore. What works for you, of course, will differ from what works for me. So-called low-level side hustles like these kept me balanced. They gave me the escape I was looking for, a brief moment when I could stop freaking out about the stresses and problems with work. Side hustling can be about more than money. Side hustling, no doubt, is probably about the money. I wouldn't deliver food or walk dogs for free. But at the same time, money doesn't have to be the sole focus of your side hustle. It can do more than just be a way to make more money. It's important to have outlets for your stress and anxiety. It's up to you to decide what works for you. If you've got a little bit of an entrepreneurial edge, side hustling, even stupid side hustling, might be the outlet that works for you. And even if it's a silly, low-level side hustle, only you can tell yourself how valuable it really is to you. You just listened to the post titled, Side Hustling Has Never Really Been About the Money to Me, by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree. Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you to Kevin, who is the attorney and the blogger behind Financial Panther, which is a blog about personal finance, travel hacking, and side hustling using the gig economy. Kevin paid off $87,000 worth of student loans in just 2.5 years by choosing not to live like a big shot lawyer. As he mentioned in the post, Kevin is passionate about earning money using the gig economy, and you can see all the ways he makes extra income every month in his side hustle reports. So check out more of his great content at financialpanther.com. But that does it for today here on Optimal Work Daily. I appreciate you being here with me as always, and I'll see you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.